The readings of this fifth day, feria quinta, in seconda domada, quadragesime, the fifth day in the second week of Lent. This Thursday, a day of the Eucharist, a day of the priesthood. And of course, all throughout Lent, we meditate on the Christ, the Son of the living God, who came to give his life for our salvation. With the gospel which we have read, we will read again during this season, so I will not go into it too much. The gospel of Dives, the rich man, and Lazarus. And of course, Dives, it was not that he was necessarily selfish, but he was self-centered. And he did not care about the beggars who were outside his door while he was feasting with his friends. And poor Lazarus had nothing. Even the crumbs that fell from the table went to the dogs, not to him. In addition, he was full of sores, and the dogs from the neighborhood that came also to beg for food licked his sores. And maybe that saved him for a certain degree. But the lesson from the book of the prophet St. Jeremiah's, and that is really has a lot of things to say to us, to each and every one of us. We cannot go into it into true depth because, and you need to meditate upon it. The Lord says, "Cursed is the man who puts his trust in man, in other men, no matter who they are. Cursed is the man, because sooner or later, that men, those people will let you down. In fact, and sometimes they will out and out betray you and hurt you." And of course, we know this very well. That is a story of my life, still is. Some who call my father and say they love me, whom I baptized, whom I brought into the church, they have turned against me. So what can I say? They're in God's hands. He will take care of them. On the other hand, St. Jeremiah says, "Blessed is the one who puts his trust in God and not in other people." And that is exactly what one of the purposes of Lent is, to separate us from those around us to a certain extent, not that we want to turn our backs on them. That is not what that means at all. But that we will concentrate on the truth of the reality of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who is with us, and of the fact that the second person of the Trinity has become man to give his life for us, to suffer for us. And so, it is something very important today as we celebrate this very special day of the week, the priesthood, the Eucharist, and as we will spend just a few minutes, it never is enough. Whenever it's time to come back up for the benediction, I always wonder, why is this so short, Lord? Now, there are some who put their trust in men who probably think, why is this so long, Lord? But that's their problem. We can only pray for them and for their conversion. But for those of us who truly love Christ with all our heart, and of course, Christ is the Eucharist, and it is the Eucharist that we will adore, and it is with the Eucharist that I will bless you, that means that it's a very short time. Why is it so short, Lord? Why is this gone so quickly? And so we need to concentrate on our Lord Jesus Christ. And of course today, in addition to everything else, you'll notice that I'm a little bit more frail. Last night, as I was leaving the church for Mass to go to the class, and this is something that I warn for those people who drag their feet, because somebody who dragged their feet moved that carpet outside the door, and it was slightly lifted. And luckily, my doctor and two of my nurses were here, but I went straight to my knees, and it was so strong, I don't know how I didn't break any bones, but I'm in a lot of pain today, obviously. I'm sore all the way, but I actually skinned my knees. That's how hard the fall was. And I looked later to see if my cassock had been torn, but nothing. It's all from the devil. All these things that happen, and the things that happen to me, is all from the devil. And so pray that I may have strength and that I may not give up the fight. This is why I'm here. And I will be here till God says otherwise. In the meantime, we also remember to pray for all those who have died this week in our parish and elsewhere, and that God may have been pleased with their lives and have accepted them, at the very least, into the temporary fires of purgatory. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.